CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Abe. First, the main points. The importance of mining in the production of goods and services to improve the quality of lives of Cameroonians and others is preoccupying participants who are attending the meeting of ministers of mines of the Organization of African Caribbean and Pacific Countries, as well as the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention underway in Yaoundé. Out of the country, the new president of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Déby Itno, is taking oath of office today in N'Djamena as the first president of the Fifth Republic, with Minister Paul Otanganji of Territorial Administration representing the head of state, Paul Biya, at the event. And in sports, most of the persons involved in an accident en route to the University Games in Garoua have been discharged, while those in critical condition are out of danger, as reported by the director of the Ngaoundéré Regional Hospital, Dr. Muhammadu. Now, the news bulletin.
Hello, I'm Winston Lebga. Ministers in charge of mines from member countries of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, OACPS, are attending a three-day meeting in Yaoundé on matters concerning the mining sector. The meeting is held in parallel to the fourth edition of the Cameroon International Mining and Energy Convention and Exhibition. The event was opened today by Cameroon's Prime Minister, Joseph Dion Gote, at the behest of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The delegates are brainstorming on ways of harnessing mineral wealth to advance value addition and industrialization. A warning has been issued about politicians inciting rebellion against the state or using derogatory statements to run down the President of the Republic during the 2025 presidential election. It was issued by Territorial Administration Minister Paul Otanganji, who emphasizes that they will face the law. Mr. Otanganji's news release on the matter follows declarations he describes as inflammatory, recently made by two politicians in relation to the presidential election to take place next year. The Territorial Administration Minister has requested that Cameroonians avoid all forms of manipulations that could jeopardize public order and state authority. A two-day workshop to put non-profit organizations on their guard against using funds to sponsor terrorism has begun today in Yaoundé. Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motazé cautioned them against being partisan to operations geared towards providing money for terrorist activities while launching the workshop. It is the first in a series of four holding within the context of Cameroon being on the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, due to the non-compliance with certain recommendations. Some journalists drawn from media houses in Cameroon are going through a two-day training on up-to-date cybersecurity procedures needed to detect hackers' moves, as well as to better protect their equipment and online data. The Yaoundé training has been organized by an association of journalists known as the DON. This is in collaboration with the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, ANTIC. One of CRTV's senior reporters and one-time TV news anchor, Karine Olive-Yabit, is dead. News of her death was made public today. She died early this morning in the French capital, Paris, after an illness. Many colleagues remember her as a gentle, soft-spoken, talented journalist with a remarkable on-camera chemistry. Abroad, Chad's president-elect Mahatma Idriss Déby Itno today takes the oath of office. The investiture ceremony puts an end to the three-year transition period the country went through after the death of his father, former president, Field Marshal Idriss Déby Itno. Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, is being represented at the ceremony in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Otanganji. Zambia's former president, Edward Lungu, says he has been under house arrest and has accused the police of a plot to forcefully detain him for no reason. He said the police were mobilizing to arrest him from his residence in the capital, Lusaka. This comes after the former leader was quoted as saying that there could be a change of government in the country before the 2026 general elections. The All University Games will begin on Saturday, May the 25th, in the North Regional Capital, Garoua. 19 out of the 22 delegations are reportedly in the town. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The Prime Minister, head of government, has reiterated the need for mining countries in Africa to use their resources as a bargaining chip for economic growth and sustainable development. Joseph John Guter was speaking today in Yaoundé while representing President Paul Biya at the official opening of the meeting of ministers of mines of ACP states and the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention. Details with our Star Building correspondent, Christine Chatham.
Critical minerals, untapped jewels, and underground riches were on top of the agenda as ministers of mines from countries of the Organization of African, Caribbean, and Pacific States, ACP, gathered for the start of their three-day meeting at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Equally present were members of cabinet, members of regional bodies, and international investors of the mining sector. The Secretary General of the Organization of ACP Countries, Georges Robelo Pinto, and the head of the EU delegation in Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatenier, in their different speeches, highlighted the opportunities which critical minerals provide in powering development for their host countries. But for this to happen, the two men said solid partnerships are needed to ensure sustainable and equitable exploitation of minerals. The acting Minister of Mines, Phou Callistus Gentry, who presented a rundown of short-term and long-term mining projects ranging from iron ore, gold, and bauxite to cobalt, said Cameroon is moving from a country of potential to a producing and processing country of critical minerals.
With a view to improving the well-being of mankind, Cameroon plans to implement and develop in conjunction with the European Union a mining policy focused on the exploitation of minerals critical to the energy transition. With this in mind, the Cameroon legislator, through the Mining Code, has stipulated that at least 15% of minerals from the mining sector must process locally.
The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Guté, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony, in his keynote speech, said Cameroon and ACP countries need to capitalize on the relative scarcity of minerals on the world scene. Joseph Dion Guté said Cameroon, under the guidance of President Paul Biya, is bent on exploring all avenues for development offered by the mining sector. Christian Cheadam, CRTV, the Yaoundé Conference Center.
Let's now listen to a portion of the speech made by the Prime Minister, head of government, during the open ceremony of the meeting of ministers of mines of ACP countries today in Yaoundé.
With the aim of transitioning from a country of high potential to a mining producer, Cameroon has implemented a series of measures, among which the adoption of the Law on the Mining Code of 19th December 2023, which stands out as a very significant step. This piece of legislation introduces several innovations, amongst which I would like to highlight the following. The concept of sharing production between 2 and 15%, depending on the case. The obligation to process at least 15% of ores locally, safeguarding the rights of local communities, equitable sharing of revenues generated by the exploitation of mining resources, and environmental sustainability. I should also like to point out that measures have been taken to encourage semi-mechanized artisanal mining at the expense of inactive exploration licenses. Yaoundé, therefore, was rightly chosen to host these two major conferences, allowing Cameroon, renowned for its hospitality, to share its experience with sister countries. It should be noted that by 2023, Cameroon had launched 4 industrial mining projects. In 2024, this approach will continue with 4 additional projects in accordance with the directives of the President of the Republic, who in his address to the nation on 31st December 2023, emphasized that, and I quote, "When it comes to increasing public resources, we must explore new avenues."
the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guterres, in that excerpt there. And as you heard in the preceding report by Christian Chair Artam, the fourth edition of the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention is underway in Yaoundé. After the opening ceremony, Staffman Gu Henry spoke to some participants on the importance of the event and the mineral potential of Cameroon, and he compiled the following report.
The convention has brought together over 100 participants, including ministers, Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, OACPS delegates, as well as experts from the European Union. Professor Theophine Doxa is a member of the Australasian Institute of Mines and Metallurgy.
This event has been founded in 2013. The focus was to make Cameroon being more attractive, to lower import,
It focuses on unlocking the OACPS potential, navigating the green and the digital transitions with critical raw material. Paul Ntep Ngwet is a mining expert.
The mining potential is in six categories. The first category is precious substances, amongst which you have gold.
The head of the delegation of the European Union to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Excellency Jean-Marc Chatel, led his team.
We are working with the Cameroonian government also to establish this kind of agreement with the Cameroonian government for the benefit of the population of Cameroon.
The rich and intense exchanges that will animate the meeting are expected to contribute to the sustainable development of OACPS countries.
Go Henry reporting. Elsewhere, political party leaders have been warned against derogatory statements aimed at discrediting state authority and the integrity of the President of the Republic. In a press release signed by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paula Tanganji warns that the declarations of rebellion against the state will be severely sanctioned according to the law. Alben Jembonde has read through the release in our reports.
Paula Tanganji makes no mention of the opposition political party leaders provoking his outburst, but recent developments could well indicate that his outing follows the press conference of Professor Maurice Kamto on May 10 and Honorable Cabral Libi's National Day Eve message to his followers on social media. The CRM leader is quoted to have made inflammatory statements announcing a civil strife if he felt cheated, reiterating he was ready to die to defend his claims, while Honorable Cabral Libi is blamed for making derogatory statements against the personality of the head of state. In a strongly worded two-page reaction, the Minister of Territorial Administration reminds the said politicians that benefiting from parliamentary immunity is no excuse to defy state authority nor incite rebellion against the state. Paul Atanganji equally reminds politicians that outrageous statements against the President of the Republic are reprimanded by the Penal Code. Reacting to claims that opposition political parties are denied the right to hold public rallies, the Minat boss recalls that only subdivisional officers working under the authority of SDOs and governors are competent to authorize such meetings, which he says are sometimes denied the CPDM party for diverse reasons. Citing 26 of such cases in 2024 alone, notably in Tonga, Samilima, Marwa and Bagante, Minister Paula Tanganji concludes by calling on Cameroonians to guard against any forms of manipulation from politicians who hope to gain power from the streets instead of the ballot box.
Albert Njembonde reporting. Relatedly, some other political actors have described these actions that incite violence as disrespectful and unnecessary. Hortensia Ngam compiled their reactions in the following report.
A political scientist, Professor Elvis Ngolengole, expressed his shock upon witnessing political leaders making despicable remarks about the president and the institution he represents. He describes these utterances as uncalled for and deeply disrespectful.
I find this sort of language to be not only dangerous, but it's unbecoming of a democracy such as ours that is growing and that's supposed to mature with time.
Dr. Vitalis Munja Faga, a senior lecturer of comparative politics in the Department of Political Science at the University of Boya, emphasizes the importance of party leaders distinguishing between campaigning and inciting the public.
I think it's important for political leaders to know when to sell their ideologies and also make a difference between campaigning and inciting the people.
Both political actors stress that party leaders must manage their emotions responsibly to avoid causing public disorder.
Hortense Yangam. Cameroonians residing in the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland are today celebrating the 52nd National Day in London in a ceremony chaired by Cameroon's ambassador to the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland, His Excellency Albert Fotabong. A similar ceremony is scheduled to hold on Saturday in Tokyo, grouping Cameroonians and friends of Cameroon in Japan. CRTV Special Envoy to Tokyo, Ivan Kemji, spoke to His Excellency Pien Denge, Cameroon's ambassador to Japan, on why the celebration was postponed. Yay.
I met with the leaders of our community to inform them that our National Day is arriving and it's on May 20th. And this May 20th is a Monday. How do we go about that? And they said, oh, Your Excellency, it would be preferable, the context here in Japan, for us to be in the possibility of coming to the celebration, we have to shift it to a weekend. My compatriots are ready, and I understand that two cultural groups, Nkwen group and Batibo group, will perform. As far as the embassy is concerned, the venue is... In fact, when you travel around Japan, you'll see that compatriots are living together everywhere in any prefecture. We have 49 prefectures in Japan, but you will find Baminike here, Anglophone here, Francophone here, so there is no problem as such.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition on the national station. The risk of financing terrorism is in the limelight with non-profit organizations called upon to be on the guard and ensure the financial aid they receive should be used judiciously. The Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motsepe, was speaking at the start of a two-day workshop in the presence of officials of Territorial Administration and the National Agency for Financial Investigation. Elizabeth Bomboniago.
The fight against terrorism passes through the identification of diverse forms of sponsorship. The activities of the non-profit organizations not left out, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motsepe, underlined while opening the first in a series of four workshops to sensitize non-profit organizations on the risk of terrorist financing. Becky Elvira Bisson, an expert from the National Agency for Financial Investigation, tools more light.
Terrorism as well as terrorist financing poses a huge threat to peace and national security of our nation. So it is in a bid to guard against this threat that the Ministry of Finance, together with the Ministry of Territorial Administration, with the partners such as the UNODC, decided to raise awareness.
At a time when Cameroon has been placed on the grey list by the Financial Action Task Force due to the non-compliance of certain recommendations, it is imperative to correct the lapses by educating the different actors.
Teaching them about what are the risks, what are the methods that these terrorists can use, because we know that goodwill donations can be abusively channeled to fund terrorist activities.
Calling on the members of the non-profit organization to be on the guard and ensure the financial aid they receive is not diverted to sponsor terrorist acts, Minister Louis-Paul Motsepe reiterated this will go a long way to ensure peace and security of the nation.
Elizabeth Mbomboniagwa reporting. On to news on education. Officials of the Cameroon GCSE Board say there is a remarkable increase in the number of candidates expected to take part in the written phase of the GCSE exams scheduled to begin on Monday, May 28. According to the head of the transition management team of the GCSE Board, Mrs. Bernadette, materials are currently being distributed to the different centers across the 10 regions of Cameroon. Regina Ngalenduko with details.
Over 197,000 candidates are expected to take part in the written phase of the GCE examinations this year. Bernadette Ndi is the head of the transition management team.
We had an increase of 14,060 candidates more on the 182,242 that we had last year.
Conscious of the 7% increase in the number of candidates, efforts are being redoubled to reduce examination malpractices to the barest minimum.
Increasing the number of catchment centers and catchment officers where the questions will be lodged. Then we have also increased the ratio of superintendents to candidates. We used to have 500 candidates to one superintendent, but this time we have made it such that you have only 300 to a superintendent. We have also gone ahead to make the invigilators more comfortable.
Materials of the practical exams are already on the field, while those for the written phase are currently being sent to the different centers across the nation. Bernadette Ndi, head of the transition management team.
We have started with the distant areas. We have sent material to the south, east, and extreme north regions. We will be sending materials out to the other divisions that need to arrive well ahead of time.
With ongoing efforts, officials hope that the Cameroon General Certificate of Examinations will unfold hitch-free across the national territory this year. Regina Ngale, Nduko, CLTV News, Boya.
And back to Yaoundé, where some journalists from media houses across Cameroon are being equipped with knowledge to better fight cybercrime in their line of duty. The 2 days training, which has brought together over 40 journalists of both French and English expression, is jointly organized by the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, ANTIC, and a professional journalist association known as the DAWN. Karin Kubo.
The evolving trend of cyber criminality around the world has continued to raise concerns among pressmen who feel the responsibility to educate the population on up-to-date cybersecurity hacks. For this to be effective, over 40 men and women of the media landscape in Cameroon are converging on Yaoundé to gain knowledge from experts provided by the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, ANTIC. The president of the DAWN Journalists Association, Tricia Oben, says digital evolution is one aspect that has placed developed and developing nations on the same pedestal, and journalists need to be equipped to provide sustainable solutions to themselves and the larger public.
These are new crimes. It has to do with computing, information technology, mobile phones. So if the journalists are aware of that, then they can educate the public about what they need to do to detect it and then to try to protect themselves.
Staying true to its missions to sanitize the cyberspace in Cameroon by promoting the responsible use of ICT tools, experts from ANTIC will, for the next 2 days, delve into the world of AIs and generative AIs, its influence on the practice of journalism, and equip pressmen with latest knowledge necessary to maintain the integrity of the journalism profession in a technologically evolving society.
Karin Kubong reporting there. 32 local and international experts in artificial intelligence will converge in Yaoundé or converge on Yaoundé for the 7th edition of the African Day of Competitive Intelligence, known as JAI 2024, that will run from the 30th to the 31st of May. The director of the African Center for Competitive Intelligence, Dr. Guigwet, made the information public today in a press conference in Yaoundé. He disclosed that the upcoming event under the theme, the contribution of artificial intelligence to the performance of African public and private actors, will offer the participants the opportunity to gain knowledge on the importance of artificial intelligence to the growth of the society.
This will be a very great moment because we would like to address the importance of artificial intelligence in the enhancing performance of our companies, public administration. During those days, we'll talk about digitalization, entrepreneurship, presentation of interesting projects developed here in Cameroon by young people around artificial intelligence. It's very important for us to know that if we do not want artificial intelligence to present his dark side, we have to control everything about it, and especially with norms. During this activity, you will have the opportunity to also listen to the Ministry of Post and Telecommunication and to have what the government really think about artificial intelligence today in our country.
The director of the African Center for Competitive Intelligence, Dr. Gigwet, was interviewed by Colette Jani. Board members of the Regional African Satellite Communications Organizations, DOP-RASCOM, have held their 74th board meeting in Yaoundé in the presence of Camtel's general manager and stakeholders resolved to offer more efficient and less expensive telecommunication services, especially at a time when many internet users have lately been complaining about poor connectivity. Maimuna Anjoya tells us more from CRTV Center.
Technological innovation has become a contemporary source of development in modern African societies. The recent inconveniences observed by internet users in the country will soon be out of place. The ongoing 74th board meeting of RASCOM, the Regional African Satellite Communications Organization, is about addressing connectivity issues. The main challenge now being to offer an ever more efficient and less costly digital service to users.
It is very crucial at this moment for Africa to take stock of what we have in terms of satellite connectivity and how we are going to move forward. And we believe that after this meeting, we're going to have some outputs, actionable items, which will go a very long way to help the Africa satellite communications market for the betterment of Africa.
The general manager of Camtel, who was present at the three-day meeting, sounded very optimistic, connecting Africa, empowering futures together with RASCOM.
Maimuna Anjoya reporting there. And on to this developing story, 28 persons out of the 35 victims of a road accident that occurred yesterday on the Mbe Cliff in the Adamawa region have been discharged from the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital and are currently en route to Garoua as planned for the University Games. According to the director of the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital, Dr. Mamudu, the remaining seven at the hospital are out of danger as one of them underwent a successful eye surgery. Ellis Wajibanmia has more from Ngaoundere.
The unfortunate accident on the Mbe Cliff Wednesday morning has in no way deterred the morale of athletes and officials of the University Institute of Sciences and Technology Yaoundé to staging a formidable performance at this year's All-Varsity Games. 28 of the 35 victims involved in the accident have been discharged from the Ngaoundere Regional Hospital and are currently on their way to Garoua for the games. The director of the hospital, Dr. Mamudu, states that three of the seven victims still at the hospital are no longer in critical condition, with one that has undergone a successful surgery on the leg. The chief medical officer of the institute, Dr. Mbomo Mbomo Jean Blaise, attests that although the other seven continue to receive medical care, the other students' spirits have been revived to carry on with the trip. He says even though the incident will prevent them from playing some team sports, they still hope to have an unforgettable first time at the games. Ellis Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundere.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka Ambe. Here now is a presentation of the news summary in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Emini.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Passer du potentiel au réel, tel est le défi de la conférence des ministres en charge des mines de l'Organisation des États d'Afrique, des Caraïbes et du Pacifique. Au nom du chef de l'État, Paul Biya, le premier ministre, chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Gouté, a procédé en matinée à l'ouverture officielle des travaux conjointement avec la quatrième édition de la Conférence internationale des mines et expositions du Cameroun. Le thème des travaux correspond à la vision du chef de l'État de faire passer le Cameroun de pays à fort potentiel minier à pays producteur minier. Élection présidentielle de 2025, les acteurs politiques hantés par les démons de déstabilisation seront traduits devant les instances judiciaires. La mise en garde est du ministre de l'administration territoriale. Dans un communiqué radio, Paul Latangandi rappelle à l'ordre les leaders politiques qui menacent de mettre le pays à feu et à sang si leurs intérêts ne sont pas satisfaits. C'est au travers des messages tendancieux anti-républicains et même irrévérencieux vis-à-vis du président de la République diffusés ces derniers jours sur les réseaux. sociaux. Lutte contre le financement du terrorisme, l'État sensibilise les organismes à but non lucratif sur les risques de participer au processus d'infiltration ou de blanchiment de capitaux. Un programme de formation organisé par les ministères des Finances et de l'administration territoriale s'est ouvert ce matin à Yaoundé. Deux jours d'outillage sur le phénomène, le cadre réglementaire autour et les mesures répressives qui pourraient en découler. L'ouverture de cette session, la première d'une série de quatre, était présidée par le ministre des Finances, Louis-Paul Moutazé. Et dans les pages noires du condensé Nécrologie, Karine Olive y habite, n'est plus. La journaliste et présentatrice des journaux télévisés à la CIR TV s'est éteinte au petit matin ce jeudi des suites de maladie à Paris en France. Une triste nouvelle qui laisse ses collègues et amis sans voix. Hors de nos frontières au Tchad, Mahamad Idriss Déby Itno a prêté serment ce jeudi en tant que président élu de la République du Tchad, mettant ainsi fin à la transition de 3 ans dans le pays. « Nous voici engagés sur la voie du renouveau », a déclaré le président tchadien. Il a promis que 70% des dépenses publiques seront consacrées à l'amélioration de l'accès à l'éducation, à l'eau, à la santé, à l'énergie et à la souveraineté alimentaire. Et c'est la fin du condensé des nouvelles en français. En vous remerciant de l'avoir suivi, je vous invite à nous rester fidèles, car sur la CIR TV, les programmes se poursuivent. Madame, messieurs, bon après-midi.